I know you're out there. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin. I'm going to hang up this phone, and then I'm going to show these people what you don't want them to see. A world without rules and controls, without borders or boundaries. A world where anything is possible. Where we go from there is a choice I leave to you.
Connecting the dots of the Constitution for you like no one else can. The Chris Ann Hall Show. American woman, listen what I say. She's an attorney, a disabled U.S. Army veteran, an author, public speaker, mother, pastor's wife, and a patriot. She's Chris Ann Hall.
Rise and shine, liberty-loving patriots. Welcome to the Chris Ann Hall Daily Journal. Chris Ann Hall here, KrisAnnHall.com. We are liberty over security, principle over party, and truth over your favorite personality, bringing you the news and the headlines, the constitutional issues in the face of principles and truth instead of fake news and dictated narrative from a political spin. I have with me my husband and co-host JC Hall, and I think that I can just cover all the news in about a minute and a half, all the headlines, because they're the same things you hear over and over again. So I want to give it a shot just to see if you find this true yourself. So number one, there are no such thing as Trump tariffs. Article 1, Section 2, Clause 3 authorizes only Congress to create tariffs. I want to stop hearing about Trump tariffs. I want to stop hearing the Senate complain about Trump tariffs. I want to stop hearing politicians complain about Trump tariffs. You might as well complain about the invisible purple elephant in the room, because Trump tariffs do not constitutionally and legally exist. Common misconception of our media and our Democrats: Kavanaugh will not end women's rights. Dianne Feinstein is on a particular tirade these days about Kavanaugh being a Supreme Court justice ending women's rights. He will not end women's rights. He is not king. And for Pete's sakes, Kavanaugh supports Obamacare. Economy, taxes are not powers delegated to Trump. They are the job of Congress. Job numbers, employment rates are not powers delegated to the feds in any branch. You don't like your job numbers, you don't like your employment rates, you need to be going to your state government. The internet, Google, Facebook, Twitter are none of Congress's business, and it's not their business to make laws, rules, or regulations regarding these private businesses. Don't like them? Start your own social media network. Democrats have been the party of socialism for over 50 decades. This is not news. And just because the party is now publicly embracing this long-held policy shouldn't make it news to anyone else either. NATO, UN, United Nations have absolutely no say over how the American government operates, how the people live in America, or how our states are supposed to make their laws or run their business. Those are foreign entities, and we are a sovereign union of states. It is not treason to sit down and have a peaceful talk with a leader of a foreign country. And you know, I'm not a Trump sycophant, but I really, really liked what Trump tweeted yesterday. He said, "I would rather take political risk in pursuit of peace than to risk peace in the pursuit of politics." I hope that goes on as a long-term repeated quote in history. James Comey is a liar, an immoral politician, a political prostitute, and if Congress does not hold him accountable, they need to shut up about him. Congress and media both. He's gone. Good riddance. If you're not going to do anything about it, I don't want to see him anymore. Strzok is a liar. And what will Congress do about it? Contempt? Seriously? Let's go through a litany of people that Congress has already found in contempt and that has done absolutely nothing. Feckless is the only term that you can talk about when it comes to Congress in this matter. They are a big, fat, barking dog with no teeth. Hillary and Bill Clinton are known global criminals. And the only people who seem to be either clueless or in denial about this are the left, the media, and the politicians. Congress wants to investigate Trump, Putin, Comey, Rosenstein. I say until they bring real criminal allegations against the Clintons, their fraud, their extortion, their murder, their rape, the many other violations of life, liberty, and property, the whole lot of them, all 435, need to go home.
Amen.
There you go.
There's your news roundup for today.
News roundup. What are we going to talk about, right? I'm serious. I'm so sick. And, you know, since we haven't done a daily show for a year or more, and now that we do the daily show, I have to look at this stuff every single day. And after a while, it just piles on top of my head and on top of my psyche, and I'm just like, you know, how do you got to have a media break.
Yeah, definitely.
You've got to. But the thing that drives me crazy, look, I search the headlines, you search the headlines, we actually read the stories. And if we want to talk about the headlines, do you know what that means? We talk about the same stupid stuff every stinking day.
Yep.
Because I want to know, just help me out here, dear. Why do we have 24-hour news when they cover the same four stories?
You want an answer to that question?
24 hours. Yeah, I really
do. To program the people.
Oh, my goodness.
Why do we have 24-hour news? To program the people. Not to inform the people. To program the people.
It's just...
That's why it's the same thing over and over again. Right?
Because it is. It is programming and propaganda.
Yeah, you know that, when I was in at university, I studied psychology.
A vetted university with vetted textbooks.
I remember back to the behavioral program, behaviorism and all that. And you talk about programming behavior. One of the sort of marks that you shoot for in your programming setup is what they call frequency. So how often a subject is exposed to the stimulus, frequency, intensity, so it's same thing over and over because they want to drive this programming into your brain. And the same way they stir up division. You look at Tucker Carlson, I saw an article about Tucker where that he made a comment, so the Russia meddling, and he said, you know, other countries meddle in our election and probably to better effect. And he mentions, you know, Mexico Mexico basically something to the effect of they basically want to shift the electorate or whatever, somehow stuff the electorate. And so CNN immediately jumps on the racism thing. Mm. So it's all about, you know, when they don't like it, what's the thing they do? They attack brown people. And so it's this constant yelling of racism. Everything's framed in racism because they want to drive that into your mind. They want to program division in the American people so that they can say, remember that the media is a surrogate for the Democrat National Convention, National Committee. They're Democrat surrogates. So they want to drive that division in, and then they can turn to their potential voters and say, see, Republicans hate brown people. Vote for Democrats. So that's the purpose of the news, the headlines.
But the Democrat Party was the party of slavery,
right,
against the brown people.
Sure.
And so here's the crazy thing, right? I'm listening to you and I'm hearing you and I'm thinking, what in the world? It can only happen that way because the people continue to consume it.
Well, it's the manner, and it's not just that the people consume it, it's the manner in which, once again, we've been programmed to consume it. You think about the rise of social media, Twitter, Facebook, all of these things, you know, mechanically and psychologically train you on how you consume information. Mm-hmm. So it is just headlines. It is 140 characters. So you talk about, you said, we read the headlines, we read the news. When we read the articles, you read the headline, you read the article, mm-hmm. and then you research contents within the article. So right. for one article, you know, I'm spending 20, 30 minutes
right.
of,
right.
because of one article, because it's not just that article. I'm going here and I'm going there and I'm researching. So your average person, because they've been, I believe, been programmed by things such as social media and many things over the decades that this has been, you know, this has been going on. So then you have, how many times have we talked about reading a headline and then the article not supporting the headline that's actually on the article? And how many people just read headlines? Think about your Facebook page
yeah.
where you'll post something and, you know, your initial thing may be satirical, may be sort of tongue-in-cheek, may be different. How many times have you seen somebody read the what you posted as a headline or a title, and then they jump in the comments and they start attacking and arguing and it's obvious in about 2 seconds, okay, you didn't actually listen to the show, you didn't actually read the article, because they're saying the opposite
right.
of the content. But so that's how many of these people manipulate folks, because they understand that's how they consume news. And so it's all about programming. It's all about driving the message, the narrative that you want to have. And we've developed a nation of non-thinkers. We've developed a nation of shallow information consumers. And that's why we're very susceptible. That's why you say this is not a talk show, this is a teach show, because we're trying to break through that phenomenon.
Well, and this certainly does not apply to the listeners of the Chris Ann Hall Show.
Obviously.
Obviously does not apply to you guys, because you're here. It's just overwhelming to me sometimes because of the fact that, and I know it has to be overwhelming to you guys too. It has to be, because when you have the truth, and when your eyes are open to the truth, your ears become sensitive to the lies. And it just becomes like Chinese water torture or something. Did I just... culturally, was a cultural abrogate or something? Appropriate cultural appropriation by using the racist term of Chinese water torture, right? But see, that's what I'm talking about. All of a sudden, your brain just starts hearing and seeing, and instead of hearing words and seeing words, they're like beacons. And I get this image of being on a submarine under the water with all the lights out, and only thing that's going is this red flashing light in this alarm. And I'm thankful to all of you out there who are listening and sharing, because we are that beacon of truth. You know, this is the Chris Ann Hall Daily Journal. I am Chris Ann Hall, and this is we are here with my husband and co-host JC Hall. And you mentioned in the last segment that you've actually been to a bona fide college, a vetted college, and studied psychology. That means you could actually be an expert consultant on some some news channel somewhere.
Yeah, right. No, I'm no expert in any of that.
Well, I mean, I want to talk about Michelle Malkin for just one second, because she has a really good post today, and it just caught my eye because, you know, we're involved with education. We teach at a Christian college in Tampa, and constantly I'm being attacked because I don't teach in a vetted college with vetted textbooks, right? I actually teach original source documents that are not in the textbooks.
News flash to that crowd. Vetted colleges are dying.
Yeah, they are. And here's what she said. Michelle Malkin said today in the Conservative Review, and I love this, it costs a pretty penny to earn a diploma in stupid.
Yep.
And I love it because it's something that you've always said. My husband, those of you who've listened to me for a long time, you've heard me talk. I sometimes talk about this. Somehow there's a saying in the South. I don't think you actually invented this, but you got to go to college to get that dumb. Mm-hmm. Is that's not something you made up, right? That's a whole Southern idiom or something?
I may have heard it. I don't. Maybe it lodged in my subconscious.
But this article in about Michelle, written by Michelle Mauchin.
Michelle's funny anyway.
Oh, she's hilarious. And she is such a sweet person.
Yeah.
I've met her. What, you know, of all the media people that I've met, you know, the pundit kind of people, she's probably has the sweetest, most humble disposition. Mm-hmm. I love spending time with her. She's really, really nice. And what she's written this article about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, this new Democrat expert, right? Mm. She's the new David Hogg, but she's the David Hogg of economics, right? And so Ocasio-Cortez went to Boston University. And Michelle Mauchin says that the annual list price to attend Boston University, including tuition fees, room, and board, currently rounds out to $70,000. To acquire a degree in economics from this Tony Institute of Higher Learning, she says, an undergraduate must complete courses in calculus, microeconomics, macroeconomic analysis, empirical economics, statistics, and assortive electives. 4 years, 52 credits, and nearly $300,000 later. Mm. The school promises that Boston University economics majors will depart with, quote, a firm understanding of core microeconomic and macroeconomic theory and the empirical skills that are essential to applying economic reasoning in our increasingly data-driven world.
Yeah.
$300,000 to get a degree in economics.
Yet how is she so
that's
an ignoramus? Yeah, go check out the article.
Yeah, I'm not gonna read the article for you.
ConservativeReview.com.
It's called Mauchin, Boston University's Fakenomics Darling. And she just literally tears up this highly educated buffoon. And I think that it's just great. But what shocks me then is that the cult of the expert society will trump up this woman to be brilliant. Even her professors, the dean of Boston University, calls her brilliant.
Well, they have to do that, and you know why.
I mean, get $300,000 in 4 years for students?
Well, that's not...
They got to justify paying for that?
Yeah, but that's not the end goal. That's a means to an end. Why they have to do that is because these are propaganda centers. They're brainwashing concentration camps. I mean, these are essentially Democrat factories, lefty factories. And so they have to have this self-congratulatory, self-perpetuating system. And that's why I say these universities are dying, because more and more people are understanding what they are and seeing how worthless they are. I mean, even people in the business world, CEOs and different business leaders, they're not even looking for degrees like they used to. They're evaluating the person independently. So these universities are going away.
There again, men tear up our constitution, and from every direction we cry revolution, standing together and without truth in the war of attrition, the love of our country as our ammunition.
The Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
Welcome back to the Chris Ann Hall Daily Journal. I am Chris Ann Hall, and I am here with my husband and co-host, J.C. Hall, and we were remarking about how these high-paid, over-vetted I don't know even, what does vetting even mean? Universities are dying because people want to have real news, I mean, real information. They're realizing that these things have become clown production facilities, you know, when you got people like this.
Sure. And you talk about the economics education. I think look no further than the fine against Google from the EU. If you want to see what kind of economic thinking that these places produce. Now, forget I said Google, right?
Right.
Because once again, people have their bias, as you said. I don't like Google. Okay. And many listeners probably, you don't like Google. I don't like what they do. I don't like what they represent. But if you think about it just as a business, this
right.
is a, so if you say, okay, here's a business that creates an operating system for the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The EU has fined this company $5 billion. Why? Because the company that makes the operating system puts its search engine on the phone. And not someone else's search engine on the phone. So they're literally saying this is an illegal and what they call abusive. They literally call it abuse, right? You talk about seizing the vocabulary,
right,
abuse. Not
right.
somebody physically getting beat, not somebody laying on the side of the road, bleeding, murdered, or whatever. But abuse, because you don't have choices for the search engines. Now, you can still, if you have Chrome on the phone, right? Google makes Android operating system. They're the makers. It's their product. And mm-hmm. they say within the system, we're going to include our browser. Same company. Mm-hmm. We make it. We're putting our browser on it, right?
Well, Apple does this Safari, right?
Yeah, okay. So that was going to be my next thing. There's not some suit or fine against Apple, right?
Because we can't touch the Apple
so
cult.
They're saying... But this is what I'm saying. This is an example. This is kind of snowflake retarded thinking. This is economics to these people. This is abuse. You didn't give me an option of three browsers. I'm being abused. It's like the Monty Python. I'm being repressed. I mean, that's mm-hmm. that's the thinking. Are you kidding me? So because
why don't they download DuckDuckGo?
That's the thing. You can go to the place. Okay, listen to what this idiot says.
Yeah, tell me, please.
All right.
We all need to hear what idiots say
so
we can identify idiots when we hear them.
Miss Vestager, it's the EU's competition commissioner.
Oh, my goodness. There you go.
Listen to her reasoning on this, right? Okay, because like you said, you can go to the App Store and you can download a different browser. She said, but only 1% of users downloaded a competing search app and 10% a different browser. Once you have it, it's working. Very few are curious enough to look for another search app or browser. So what? What business is that of yours?
Right, but
I didn't download another browser because I don't want another browser.
Yeah.
But obviously 1% of the people did. And by the way, if you're talking 1%, that's a lot of stinking people, right?
Yeah, right.
How many have these phones? So, but that's the mentality. So total control. And they sniff out just these ridiculous things. I mean, that's quintessentially Snowflake. I'm being abused because I don't have a browser option.
Well, it's
somebody
not just,
help me. And
it's
so this
just simply
tyrannical government has to swoop in and, oh, it's illegal. You didn't give them a browser choice.
Well, it's not just simply Snowflake, okay? I'm telling you, I read that the book The Nudge by Cass Sunstein and the other guy. And it really, really opened my eyes. It's not just simply the snowflake syndrome. It is the superiority syndrome. These people who are leadership in the EU think like Cass Sunstein does. They believe that they are a more highly evolved people than the rest of the Homo sapiens. They call themselves Neo sapiens.
Yeah.
And they believe that, and that is exactly what that article is saying. You people are too stupid to know that you need to search for a different browser. You are too stupid to know that you need to download another browser. You need to exercise your choice to download another browser. So we're going to make it illegal. We're going to fine these people for doing that when you clearly have the choice. You just choose not to.
You ready?
And it seems to prove to me that they're happy with the Google browser.
You ready for the conspiratorial Russian connection?
Oh, my goodness.
You ready?
No. I
I'm
can't.
I'm serious.
No. I can't. I can't take it. I don't think I can take it.
Google Now.
La.
Okay, because of
Go
this, Google Now offers Android users a choice between Google, Yandex or Yandex, and Mail.ru. Now, it says since the change, 2017, the Moscow-based firm Yandex has seen its share of mobile search rise from 34% to 46%. So the other two options besides Google, and don't forget one of the Google founders was Russian.
Yeah.
The two options are Russian options and its increase. So let's highlight it once more. The hypocrisy you have. Remember, you had Germany.
We have EU-Russian collusion
on
internet browsers.
Yeah, everybody in the EU and NATO and all that, and it's all Trump's this Russian guy, and you guys supporting Russia. We need to investigate Russia, and you need to call Putin a bad guy, blah, blah, blah. Germany wants to give Russia a contract so that Russia provides 70% of its natural gas and has essentially a monopoly on the natural gas market in Eastern Europe, okay? Mm-hmm. Here's this EU top commissioner saying, you know, we need Google to do this and we need to attack Android in these phones. And it goes to Russia now having almost 12% increase in their influence and their footprint over this. So once again, the hypocrisy of all of these operators out there yelling Russia, 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 Russia. And then the things that they're doing actually benefit Russia directly. But yet, Trump, if you look at his actual policies and the things that he's actually done, they have been much, much stronger and much harsher in policy. Okay, aside from what they may say and how he talked to Putin at this thing, which is completely irrelevant, right? A conversation. We're not talking about a conversation he had or a speech that he gave at a podium. We're talking about policies that actually have real world effects, mm-hmm. have been stronger than the previous feckless administration, stronger than the American-hating administration of Obama. But yet Trump's supposed to be the pro-Putin guy. He's not the one that sat down with, and by the way, there was no furor and no complaint when Barack Obama sat down and said, you know, I'll have better ability to work with you, however he said it,
once I'm re-elected.
After the re-election. And by the way, there were no hearings when he said that. There was no outcry from the hawkish Republicans. There was no outcry from the Marxist left. There was no outcry from their media surrogates. There was nothing. But we had an absolute total meltdown of all these Looney Tunes when Trump apparently says he misspoke and said, I don't know why they would. He says now he meant to say, I don't know why they wouldn't. Okay. Before he said that, there was a complete, they were absolutely apoplectic mm-hmm. about, I mean, from top to bottom, the loony left, the warmongering Republicans, the swamp establishment, and the Democrat media surrogates lost their stinking mind. But you heard not one single word when Obama sat on the stage and said directly to Putin in an almost conspiratorial, by the way, off mic comment that I'll be able to do what? He's not even saying what.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And let's pour some little conspiracy fuel right here. Don't forget that the Russian hacking started way back at least in 2015 while Barack Obama was a sitting president in the term that he got elected after he told Putin that he'd help him out after he got reelected. That's when the hacking started. All of this stuff happened on Barack Obama's watch. Okay, so why is there not an investigation in light of the fact that Trump's policies are stronger, Obama's was weaker, Obama said he'd do something, then the hacking started. Hello, why is Barack Obama not sitting in front of a congressional hearing?
Well, let me take this opportunity to give you a founder quote. And this is from Thomas Paine's The Crisis Number One. And this is something, you know, this is how my mind thinks. I see all this stuff and the history flashes through my head and I get these quotes that come through my head. And in this, he says, panics. Now, he's talking about crises, you know, whatever rises the people's blood pressure, gets them working, right? He says, in some cases have their uses. They produce as much good as hurt. Their duration is always short, right?
Mm-hmm.
The mind soon grows through them, right? and acquires a firmer habit than before. But their peculiar advantage is that they are touchstones of sincerity and hypocrisy. He says they bring things and men to light which might otherwise have lain forever undiscovered. Thomas Paine says, in fact, they have the same effect on secret traitors which an imaginary apparition would have upon a private murderer. They sift out the hidden thoughts of man and hold them up in public to the world. And then he talks about a present situation. He's talking about politics. Yeah. He's talking about today. He says, many a disguised Tory has lately shown his head that shall penitentially solemnize with curses the day on which Howe arrived upon the Delaware. So he's like, look. And that's what I hope to do in this, in our teach show, right?
Rahm Emanuel, never let a good crisis go to waste.
Right. And but Paine is saying, look, we don't have to let a good crisis go to waste because that, you know, because it was Rahm Emanuel, all of a sudden we can't, the conservatives can't use mm-hmm. that policy, mm-hmm. right? Just right. like Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. The Christians can't read that book because it's dedicated yep. to Lucifer.
But the difference is, how they use it is they're actually inciting the crisis. They create the crisis and then seize upon it.
But we, see, if we go deeper than the headlines, mm-hmm. if we know the foundations and the principles and the truth, and we start seeing our politicians and our pundits and our journalists and news people, we start seeing them through the lens of truth and principle, then we will be able to discover these hypocrites, these right. secret traitors. They want to have a treason hearing for Trump. I want to know, why aren't we having hearings for all of these secret traitors that are being exposed?
Chris Ann Hall Show. She's Liberty's lobbyist.
Welcome back to the Chris Ann Hall Show. This is the last segment of our daily journal. Chris Ann Hall here, KrisAnneHall.com. I'm here with my husband, JC Hall, and I want to remind you to get the proper prescription for your lenses of truth and principle. Liberty First University will give you what you need to see things the way they're supposed to be seen. And Thomas Paine, you know, he's just brilliant. Oh, and can I just step out there for just 1 second and make some people mad? Thomas Paine was not an atheist, okay? You can't read Thomas Paine's writings and think that he was an atheist. But nonetheless, that's a show for another day. I want to say something else that probably is a benefit of these crises and the hypocrisy. Look at this. Fox News reports that there's a new California law that will that will create new regulations upon the registration of automatic rifles. They call them assault weapons, mm-hmm. right? Assault weapons. What did Pastor Rodney say? Somebody in CNN called them assault revolver. CNN had a story yesterday where they talked about an assault revolver with a high-capacity magazine. I know you guys are laughing out there, my gun people. Not lying.
Want one.
I know. An assault revolver with a high-capacity magazine.
I think it was CBS News out of L.A.
Oh, was it? Oh, okay. All right. CBS
assault
News.
Assault revolver.
CBS News out of L.A., an assault revolver. You see, you got to go to journalist school to get that dumb. Now, Dianne Feinstein and who's her?
Barbara Boxer.
Barbara, no, not Barbara Boxer, the other lady. I always forget her name. Anyway, they stood before the House and said, you know, we need to have the First Amendment protection of freedom of press only applies to people with bona fide credentials.
Yeah.
But people with bona fide credentials say things like assault revolver with a high capacity magazine.
There you go.
Wouldn't that be like a Gatling gun? Grr, the old thing where you do the handle and.
Yeah, like the one we have on the porch.
Right. So anyway, California is going to create these new regulations. And guess what's happened? There's been a spike in gun sales. If I were a less than principled person, I would get into the weapons manufacturing businesses, right? And then I would lobby pro-gun regulation. Because every time there is a gun regulation or the threat of a gun regulation, sales in guns shoot through the roof.
Sure, because they're basically signaling, we're coming for your guns.
Right. So
people are like, okay, I'm getting prepared.
Now I can
go, guns.
I can, as a gun manufacturer, I'll go lobby pro-gun laws. So every time there's a scare, I get richer and richer and richer. Right? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I wonder if that really happens. I don't know, man. They need to get in touch with Gun Owners of America or tell me the name of the national, of the local group. What is that? National, what is that?
NAGR?
Yeah, right, NAGR.
National Association of Gun Rights.
Yep, National Association of Gun Rights. My brain doesn't work sometimes. So National Association of Gun Rights, Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt. He's an amazing guy. You know, Larry sent me a text message the other day.
I saw that. That was pretty cool.
Yeah. Or was it an email? Yeah, it was an
email.
Yeah. He sent me an email. He apparently had read my walkaway story.
Yeah.
Right? And said and was telling me that he had a walkaway story that was very similar to mine.
Yeah, really nice guy.
Yeah. Great super guy. Genuine guy. You know,
good
we
Christian
have
man.
Him. We interviewed him at the Red Pill Expo.
Yeah.
So if you guys missed that interview at the Red Pill Expo, you need to go back to chrisannhall.com and go to, there are two episodes of the Red Pill Expo interviews. We interviewed tons of people. I mean, we had two full Saturday shows with nothing but interviews. So I think we need to repost those in social media. And that's part of fixing your prescription of your truth lenses, right?
There you go. Watch out for the Russians, guys.
God bless you guys. Thanks for joining us again. We'll see you tomorrow.
I was one who believed in sharing the blessings I received. Let me know in my heart when my days are through. America, America, I gave my best to you.